Okay, if you say so.
Recording.
Okay, we're on the third chapter of Hilchos Shkavos, Halacha Gimel, 3-3. Again, we're talking about different situations when you're chayav a korban chatos as such. So Halacha Gimel is Kfar B'yardim Hilchos P'sul HaMikdashim. Ready? Learn these halachas in P'sul HaMikdashim. Shemafrish chatoso al hachelev sha'ochal. Let's say a guy ate chelev, v'shogeg, forbidden fats, and therefore you're chayav a korban chatas, and he takes an animal and he designates it as a korban chatas. This is a korban chatas I'm going to bring for the avera did of eating chelev.
So far, so good.
Yes. But now, what can't he do with that animal? Lo yivienu al hashabas shechilo. Right. But then he says, oh, and then, you know, so he designated. Then a day, he didn't bring the korban yet. Then a day later, he's Mechal Shabbos, for show gig. And he says, you know, that Shabbos is really bothering me much more. Tell me, like, another animal is going to be a little bit of time. So I'm going to take that korban chatas and use it for my show gig of Shabbos.
I'm going to clear that slate.
Right. Oh, al adam, shavu, or he had blood, which is a show gig. So he's a chayv. So really, he's chayv two korban chatases. So he wants to take the previously designated korban chatas for a different avera and use it for this avera. Well, a chatas a chatas. Unintentional is unintentional. What's the difference? Nothing doing. So he says, lo yivenu, you can't bring it. Al Shabbos shechilo, for desecrating the Shabbos. All adam shechilo. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, from the extra wording, as we shall see, Vehevi korbanos si'iras izim. He will bring a korban chatas, a goat, al chatas, so for his sin. We'll learn from that word something else very soon. But the, now, once it's his sin, what do you say the next words? Asher chato, which he sinned. Al chatas, so asher chato. Al chatas, so for his sin. What do you get? Which he sinned. From the superfluous word, we say it means asher korbanos l'shem chato. The korban has to be for the chet that he already designated the korban for. So what he designated for one, lo shakaredo mechet al chet. You can't bring it from one chet for another chet. So you're not allowed. What about b'di'eved? V'imhi krif, what he brought it anyway for chil Shabbos and not for the original one. Psala, it's an invalid korban. We don't process anything, throw the animal out. Now he owes two korban chatases from the fresh. Yes, Ral Zamra, more than this has been said. The Rambam is going a little bit more. Let's say like this. Hifrish chatoso al chelev sho'ochal emesh. He separate korban chatas for eating chelev yesterday. Okay. Now, what happened is before he brought the korban chatas, he ate chelev again v'shogeg. So now, and this is, he's clearly chayav two korban chatases, one for yesterday's chaylev, one for today's chaylev. But today's is bothering him more. He's got, how could I have been so stupid? I just did it yesterday, I'm doing it again. So forever, he wants to clear the second eating a chaylev with the first animal that was designated for the first eating. Lo yivenu al chaylev shachayom. He cannot bring the chaylev for today's avera, for yesterday's avera of chaylev. But here it's interesting. The Rambam doesn't give us a lot of explanation. V'mehevi kiper. But if he does, then bidi yevet, it's okay. I guess we could say, because it's still the same sin. L'chadchila, it's a different act, but it's still the same sin. It's not so simple, this Rambam. There's a lot of discussion on the bidi yevet halacha.
And then he still has to bring for the first.
And he still has to bring for the first. V'ein sarach lomar, goes without saying. Let's say the father did a sin that he's chayav a korban chatas, and the father separated the animal. Umeis, the father died before he brought the animal. Now, right away, before we even begin, what do you already know from our past learning?
It's got to die. You got to leave that animal.
That animal, you got to let it pasture and die, because you can't bring a korban chatas for a person who's dead.
It's over.
But let's take it a step. And then the son was chayav for the very same sin Mishogi the father did.
Sorry.
So figure, listen, dad already was saving it for that korban. Why can't I use it? No. Shelo yivienu haben al chato. The son cannot bring it for the very same sin. And if he does, it's puzzle even b'dieved, because that animal is completely invalid,
right,
because the owner of it died and cannot get kapara. Good. Halacha dal. Hamevi chatos al shnei chatoim. The guy's trying to save money here. He brings one korban chatos for two sins.
This was the first two.
Let's say he ate, he was b'chal shabbos shogeg, ate gam b'shogeg. Two separate acts. Michal Shabbos on Shabbos, and on Sunday he ate blood. And now he's taking stock of what he did. It's okay, I got a bit. But if I already did two chattas, why should I bring two korban chattas? So he figures he designates one korban. He says, this korban will be for both of my sins. Okay? So then what happens?
Can't.
Out. So. Tira, you have to let it graze. Until it gets a blemish, vitimochar, and then sell it. Okay? Now, the problem is, the reason why he can't do this, because the pasuk says he brings korbano al chatoso. He brings his shogeg korban for his sin in the singular. Doesn't say it brings a korban for his sins. Okay, but the problem is, you're stuck, because you already separated it for these two korbanos. He can't now, you figure, well, what's the options here? He says, korban A is going to be for sins 1 and 2. Okay, well, he has made the animal kachim. It is kachim. But it's invalid for what he wants, because he only can bring it for one korban. He can't turn around and say, okay, I'll just bring it for one of them. No, because you already said it's for both of them. So you're stuck. So you can't do anything, so you got to just let it graze, let it get blemished, because there's nothing you can do with it.
And
you can't be poda it, because it's really kachim that's fit on the mizbeach. So you have to wait till it gets blemished. We're not done yet.
No.
So now let's say he gets $100 for this animal.
50.
Well, what is he? He has to bring two korban chatuses now. So what does he do? The yavi bidmei chetsha lechetsa. He takes half of the money that he gets for one of the sins, for a korban chamas, and he'll use the other half of my one. It might be enough for an animal.
It may not.
Then he'll have to supplement. But the point being, he has to use the money, part of the money for one sin, and part of my.
There's no option.
Shouldn't use all the money for one sin,
half and half,
because this animal was sort of a little bit for both, so to speak. It doesn't really matter. So you're splitting the difference, or whatever short you take. For,
so he could get $50 animals, whatever.
He could bring that.
Then he actually gets what he wanted.
He could technically do that if they're okay animals. Right. He could do that.
What's his mistake that he brought one for two?
He wanted to have one korban chatas go for two sins he did, which is
the
illegal.
The money that he wanted to spend both for both sins.
What if he has change left over? What if he does it for $90?
That money then has to go for other things.
Why is not to put that at all? Why don't we say that he's ruined the whole thing and he has to let it graze and die or whatever? Why does he?
Because there's no reason to say it should graze and die. The animal was designated for a chatas. It is Kodesh, but I can't bring it. So now let's just wait and let's wait till it gets a blemish. That's what we're saying. Wait till you can't. You're not allowed to be poda kachim stamazoids. You got to wait till it gets blemished, and then you use the money.
You can't do it for one of the chattas and bring another one later.
He just did the wrong thing. It's the wrong formula. You can't use two sins for one animal. You just can't do it.
So where he does it.
But the animal is holy, and it has to be for chattas. But you can't bring it for us. You have to wait to redeem it.
It can take like 2 years or 3 years or something.
Whatever.
Or longer, Shelly.
So you're raising an interesting point, Shelley, because the guy, wouldn't you think the guy would want to say, you know, well, he technically would say, okay, forget it.
Bring two new ones.
And I'm going to bring two new ones. Because, like, the longer he waits,
he could die or something,
the longer he doesn't get kapara.
That's it. And it's hanging over his head.
So then I guess he could wait for it, redeem it, and then bring it as other offerings, as nedavos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I guess the Rambam's looking from the point of view how he should lose the least amount of money. Okay, he's not talking about the other side of the coin, but I definitely hear the other side of the coin because the guy does need kapara. And we're going to wait all day to get kapara. It's not a good thing either.
Unless he's got some really easily bruising...
Okay, v'chein shnayim... Now the reverse. V'chein shnayim she'evil chatas achas al shnei chatayim. Let's say two guys, each did a sin, and they want to split one animal for each of their sins that they did, which is also not allowed. You can't bring a partnership on a carbon chatos, because again, this is where it says, korbano al chatoso,
right.
His korban for his sin, right? So therefore, one guy can't bring for two sins, and two people can't bring for two sins, okay? And now, they'll say, well, okay, so let's at least one guy bring it for his sin. No,
sorry,
because both of them already said it was for their two sins. So you have the same issue, so we say the same thing. Tira, let it graze at Yipul Womum till it gets a blemish. V'timach and sell it. V'yavi zeh chatos b'nei chetzio. V'yavi zeh chatos b'nei chetzio. Each one spends half the money on his korban chatos, as it will go towards that. Okay, alohei. Heavy. Now, here's an interesting one. The guy is now like playing it safe, as it were. He's going beyond what he should do now. Heavy shtei chatos al chedecha. He has one sin. He allocates two animals to go towards the korban chatos. And the commentary said, we had similar ideas in the past about this. It's like the guy is taking two chatos and to have achrayas on it. Where some person wants to say, listen, I want to make sure everything's fine. I'm separating two korban chatos. In case something happens to one, I got the other one I can use for that. But we discussed that. And then you can use either one you want. What happens, though, to the other one is you have to wait till it develops a mum. And then with the money, you can bring a korban nedava for that afterwards. But the guy wanted to be sure. You know, he didn't, if he, let's say he's going to the store, he says, listen, I don't want to have to go back to the store. I'm just going to buy two. And this way, in case something's wrong with one, remember, you buy them, you take it to the coin. The coin can mess you up and say, that's got a blemish. Imagine the guy goes to the store and he schleps it from the store to the Kohen, and the Kohen says,
well, he's already gone up to Jerusalem.
If the guy just wants to say, listen, make it easy, I'm designating these two animals are going to take care of my chatas.
Couldn't he just designate them as
do.
He gives it to the Kohen?
Well, he could do that, but he didn't.
Okay,
he didn't. Yeah, you could just buy two and not designate anything. But he did. So this is the same idea, really. So Yaakov Ezer Zeshiyirza, he can bring either one he wants. That's not a problem. Vashni, and the second one, Tira Chipo Bomum, let it graze till it develops a blemish. And the money goes to a korban nedava. Okay, now, next case, a little tricky here, Vavhevi shtei chatos al shtei chatoim. Okay, the guy did two separate sins, and he separates two animals as a korban chatos. He doesn't say which one is for which chatos. He ate blood, is machal shabbos. He knows that. He knows in his two korban chatos. He goes and buys two goats. He says, these two goats are for my two sins. What he lacked in doing, he didn't say which goat goes to which sin. So then, what do you do? So Rambam says, well, he can really do what he wants. Zu tishachet l'shem chedo echad. He could take one and say, you know what? Now he's designated these as, remember, he designated both as korban chatos, but he didn't say for which sin. Smarter guy wouldn't have said anything.
Right.
We just waited, go to the base of Midrash, say, okay, this goat is for Shabbos. Do that. And then this goat is for Chalev. He didn't do that. He already initially said, I'm appropriating these two animals for my two chatos. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the Rambam is a very difficult Rambam. He says, okay, you take one, and shechter for which one you want. Okay, this is the one. Okay, I'm going to take this for the blood. Now, this one, I'm going to take for Shabbos. Now, there's a major problem with this Rambam.
Whoa.
Because since he's already designated them as korban chatoses, that means it has to go for something, but we don't know what it is. Now, this brings us to the famous Shaila of Breira. Remember,
yeah.
Breira means to say now what retroactively was before.
Yeah.
Right? We had many of these situations when children inherit money. We say that this was originally his money. Brera comes in many places. And one thing, so the Rambam seems to be saying, we could go with Brera. And Brera will tell me that retroactively, that when I first designated him, that's what it was for. The problem is we only allow Brera in Dine de Rabbonin and not in Dine de Oraisa. And Korban Chatas is a Din de Oraisa. So how is he able to do this? It's a major problem the commentaries deal with. We're not going to go any further than that, but there's a problematic Rambam. They give answers, and they say, but then there's still a problem for other things. We're just going to leave it as a question, how the Rambam deals with it. Okay, Halacha Zayin. And then we've already explained the laws of Korban. Now we're going to talk about a whole different problem with Korban Chatas. It has nothing to do with not allocating it properly, two for one, any of this. Now we're looking at the person himself. Now, there is a philosophical understanding that when you're bringing a Korban Chatas, you are genuinely repentant. That's kind of important. And that's what I'm going to be discussing in the next number of halachas. Now, what if you are an apostate?
That's a problem.
And we'll get into details in a moment. But if you're an apostate, that means I don't believe in this stuff.
I don't bother you anyway.
So if I don't believe in this stuff, but you know what? I'll bring a Korban Chatas just to place it. But I don't believe in any of this stuff. You don't believe in any of this stuff. And what are we talking about Kapara here? Or let's say you bedafka, you know, you don't hold of Shabbos. You say, I don't hold of Shabbos. And then he was Machal Shabbos. So, I guess I'll bring a Korban Chatas for that. Well, but you're not in the game, man. So that's going to be a real problem insofar as the person's integrity, as we'll say, and genuineness of getting atonement for something like this. So this is where a number of issues come up in the next few halachas here. We already explained in Ma'aser Kavanah, Shehamumar L'Avodah Zorah, someone who is an apostate to an Avodah Zorah. Anyone who's done that is like he denies the entire Torah. O lechal Shabbos befarhes, if he publicly desecrates the Shabbos, meaning he mamish does not believe that God created the world in 6 days. I'm not talking about tinek shenishbos now. Okay, I'm not talking about people raised and didn't know. This guy knows what Shabbos is, and he's publicly desecrating Shabbos as a statement that I don't believe that God created the world in 6 days. All right, that's an apostate. Ein mekablu memenu korban klal. We don't take any korban from him. In terms of chatas, even on any other avera, even has nothing to do with avodah zarah, has nothing to do with Shabbos, it had to do with yichelev. Okay, he's considered a mummer for the entire Torah, and he's been excluded from karbanos because it says the pasuk says, a person who brings mikem from you a korban, from you but not all of you. Mean to say, only people who are in the game. But if the guy's a mummer, he's excluded from bringing karbanos, especially. You don't believe in it. Which is worse than a goy in a certain sense, because a goy can bring a korban olam. Right? Goy can bring a korban olam.
Sure he can.
Or, let's say, Vamumar la avera mishar averos. Well, let's say he doesn't believe in idol worship, he believes in God, he believes in Shabbos. But it's one particular mitzvah he's got a problem with, and he intentionally sins this. And it's well known, and he does it often and publicly. He says, you know, this chumrah of blood is ridiculous. And I'm going to have all the blood pudding I want in England.
I'll drink to that.
You know, and that's all, right? And that's what he does. It's clear he doesn't hold of this mitzvah. And then what happens, a few days later, he transgresses this avera b'shogeg. And now he wants to bring a korban chatas for it. He can't bring a korban chatas for that sin because clearly the whole idea of the korban chatas is because he sinned without his knowledge, meaning he doesn't normally want to sin. What's the idea of a korban chatas? I don't want to sin. I thought it was allowed, or I didn't know it was Shabbos, but I never would have done it. So now we're giving an atonement for that mistake. But if the guy doesn't hold of the mitzvah, and then he decides, but I transgress, so I want to. You can't do that. It doesn't fit into the genre of shogeg.
He doesn't shuva.
If he doesn't agree with blood, then we don't accept it. But let's say he doesn't agree with blood, but he agrees with Shabbos.
Well, that's a different. That's okay. That's exactly what we're saying. Osochet, that sin. But if he promised we keep Shabbos, he keeps Shabbos, then he could bring a korban chatas on that. The problem is when he's a mumer L'chol HaTorah Kula, which is Chilul Shabbos or Avodah Zarah, that knocks him out of the game completely.
For every sin.
One particular Avera doesn't knock him out of the whole game, but it knocks him out of a Chatas for that area. Kate said, let's have an example. Mumr Lechol Chelev, the guy is a Mumr, I don't care, I'm going to eat Chelev all my life. She'ochel Chelev Bishkoga, then he ate Chelev Bishogeg, Vehevi Chatas brings a Chatas for the Shogeg of Chelev, Eimekalimenu. We're not going to say from Ad Shiach Sirbetshuva until the Shuva. You have to read this line carefully now. Don't make a mistake. You might say, oh, he does Tshuva, and then he's going to bring a Korban Chatzis for eating Vishogeg. No, that's not so. Because when he did it Vishogeg, he still was a Mumar for Chalev. So what it means to say is that, let's say he's been eating Chalev his whole life, or doesn't believe in the mitzvah of Chalev. Then he does a Shogeg. He will not bring a korban chatzis and chalev until he does tshuva on this avera of eating chalev, and then in the future will mistakenly eat chalev. That's when he'll bring a korban chatzis. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense because the tshuva is too late. Which when he ate the chalev, he didn't believe in the mitzvah of chalev. So it's not possible to bring a korban chatzis on that. And even if he does tshuva, there was no application of shogeg for him. So what the Rama means to say is when he does tshuva in this particular affair, and then in the future, after he's done the tshuva, we'll do a shogeg on that, then he can bring the chadis. That's how the commentators explain this line in the Rambam. V'afilo hayamumar. Now that, until now, we assume there's different two types of mumars. A mumar lahachis, a guy's intentional to spite God. Another guy, he just can't control himself. He loves God, he loves religion, but he loves clams. You know, he loves them. He can't live without clams. So, and that's not a good thing. Or he loves chalev. He just can't live without chalev. He's addicted to it. So now, even if he's eating chalev, not to spite God, but he really wants it. Okay? And that's the way he is. He always eats chalev. So he's out of the game for korban chatas. And now what happens? What if he mixed up the not kosher fats with the kosher fats? He thought he was eating kosher fats and got mixed up not kosher fats. And he ate it and by shogeg. The heavy korban, he brings the korban already. We're not going to accept him. Comes out. Shemisha ochal bezodon. Because when you eat intentionally, bein lahachis, whether it's to spite God, bein l'tev, whether you're a lustful person, harei mumer, he's a mumer in this area. Now, what of this? And now again, he spells it out. Hayumumer lechal chelav. If it was a mumer that he wants to eat fats, but if his sugar makes a mistake for ochal dom and he eats blood, which he holds of that, then mekabel, we're going to accept the korban chatas, as we explained. Okay, so whatever he doesn't hold of, no korban chatas. But if he does hold up, is a korban chatas, unless it's Shabbos and Avodah Zorah, because then it knocks him out of the game completely. Okay, now we're going to take another step.
Wait, if somebody's weak and they're coming on Yom Kippur because they've been doing something repeatedly over the they've been doing something, they want to have tshuva. Our form of a korban, they want to do tshuva, and they know that they're weak and they repeatedly do something over the course of the year that's wrong.
I don't understand. So what are you asking?
How do they do
so
that?
What are you asking?
Is there no? Isn't that like a parallel? Like we don't accept their tshuva.
Okay, we're going to get to Yom Kippur in Halacha Tes. Okay. So let's hang on.
Can't be fast
and
enough.
See exactly what that's going to get to us. Okay, now the next situation is as follows. What if the guy, when he sinned, he was a good Jew, normal Jew, everything's fine with him, he does a sin b'shogeg. Fine. And after doing the sin b'shogeg, before he gets around bringing the korban, he decides to be a mumer in that area.
Oh.
Now what's going to happen to that past avera he did? Or other things that can get in the way.
And when he did, he wasn't a mumer.
He was a regular Jew, and he ate fat, but totally b'shogeg.
Before he gets the korban?
But then that's tasted pretty good.
I don't
good.
See why I shouldn't be able to.
I said, well, okay, I'll have to bring a korban chatas.
So bad.
When I get to Yerushalayim in a few months from now, I'll bring a korban chatas.
Meanwhile,
he tries it again and again and again. Now he's a mumer for chalev. He mamish loves chalev. Now he had a chiyuv to bring a korban chatas on day one, but now that's going to be the discussion over here. Misha Shaga, a person who did any unintentional sin.
They would bring a korban for it.
V'hivrish chatos, and already separated the korban chatos for that sin. But then, va'acherkach naser mumar. He became a mumar. Right now, let's say l'chol haTorah kula, or for avodah zarah, or for chilul Shabbos, but for hesya. So he separated the animal. The animal could have been brought, but before he brought it, he knocked himself out of the game. But hasn't done anything to the animal. Then v'chazer shuvah. But then he has tshuva, and he says, "Okay, this was silly, and I'm going to keep Shabbos. It was, I don't know what got into me, and now he's back in the game." Or let's take another example. The guy sinned b'shogeg, and then after his own shenishtata, he became mentally incompetent.
Uh-oh.
Mentally incompetent person cannot bring a korban. And then he got better. Okay? So there's a point where he's chayv the korban was ready to go. There's a point either because of his philosophical issues or his mental issues, he could not bring the korban, and now he's better. Even though the korban's been pushed off in the interim, hareza chozar v'nira, it can go back and be fit to be brought. And here's the golden rule the Rambam's mentioned a couple times in the past. Shem balei chayim nitchim, the living animal that's designated, whoa, is not pushed off. Whoa. Once the animal was good, it was good. It was exactly fit. You designate as a chattas, and it was a chattas. And now there's a side issue that pushes it off. The animal is not considered pushed off. As long as the factor that pushed him off goes away, then that animal can be brought. As long as you get rid of the side point, that's fine. That kamosha b'yarno b'chus b'chus b'doshim, as we explained in the laws of psulim b'doshim. Lefikach, therefore, Yakriveno atzma, it can be brought. No different than ukeshem shimnolad lo bumover. Let's say you set aside a korban chatz, ready to go. Korban coin inspects, say, you know, there's a blemish here, but it looks like a temporary blemish. So then what do? Well, you can't bring the animal now. It's got a temporary blemish. But let's say a week from now it heals. What are you going to say? You can't bring the animal? Of course you can bring the animal. What was wrong? It was a side problem. If it needs wrapping and it heals, yachzul kashru, so it's back to its being kosher. Kachim nidchua ba'alim. So just like if the animal itself had a temporary blemish, but when it goes away, it's okay. Certainly if the baal, the owner, had a problem, v'chazru v'nira, and now the baal is back in the game, yukarev, you may bring that animal. Tomorrow we'll talk about Yom Kippur, all kinds of situations. You were chayv a korban chatas and you didn't bring the korban chatas, and then Yom Kippur came. Do you say, well, I got you, I don't have to bring a korban, or things like that? That would be the issue. And if we didn't answer your question by then, Mark, then please ask the question again.